producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, Jonathan, I am so glad to have you on board because there's so much going on in presidential election politics, and I'm still trying to figure out what's Trump's game. Is he going to dismantle the oligarchy or not? But I've got some audio clips in a moment we'll get to. But you think he's the presumptive nominee at this point?
Yes, I do. I really don't see anything happen between now and Super Tuesday that's going to knock him out of the driver's seat. And after Super Tuesday, I really don't see any chance for anyone else to get in there. So I think that Donald Trump is likely to be the Republican nominee. And I think Hillary may well be indicted.
I want to get to the indictment thing before we're done today, that's for sure. And we're going to have Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily join us in just a moment. But I do want to play, if you don't mind, a clip of Trump from Nevada after he trounced everybody in Nevada. I think he got more votes than the total amount of votes cast last cycle at their caucus. But I'm just trying to get a hold of what he's trying to say here. Maybe you can interpret it differently for me. And then, Cheryl, give a listen, and we'll get into this now. But this is Donald Trump after winning Nevada.
It's hard for me to turn down money because that's not what I've done in my whole life. I grab and grab and grab. You know, I get greedy. I want money, money. Now I'm going to – I'll tell you what we're going to do, right? We get greedy, right? Now we're going to get greedy for the United States. We're going to grab and grab and grab. We're going to bring in so much money and so much everything. We're going to make America great again, folks. I'm telling you, we're going to make America great again.
I have a feeling that that was definitely not scripted before he got on stage. That's just where he went.
Yes, well, Donald Trump, I don't believe, scripts very much of anything. He has themes, I'm sure, that he works over in his head. Mm-hmm. A little bit, but he's a spur-of-the-moment kind of guy, and he speaks in rough language oftentimes. I think what he's trying to say is that he built a business empire by looking for every dollar and making sure he got it, and that he's going to apply similar business principles to the United States and allow the marketplace here to flourish. He said that he's going to make a tax environment hospitable for businesses to return from overseas, and he's going to rebuild the American marketplace. So I guess that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know if it was shades of Gordon Gekko and Wall Street or anything, but you know, the idea that we should be a little bit more nationalistic in a sense. I like his attack on globalism, for sure. I don't think that the globalists are particularly fond of him saying we want to protect American workers, that kind of thing. But let me bring Cheryl Chumley into the mix. Cheryl, welcome back to the Sacred Fire Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Do we have Cheryl with us? I know she's waiting.
Oh, the Howard. Are you still talking about the? I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah, well, Donald Trump made the pronouncements about greed. Like I said, clearly not scripted, and he says we're going to be grabbing stuff for the United States now. And I'm just thinking, there's no other candidate that could say things like that, and then his numbers could keep going up no matter what he says.
Yeah, he's got the golden touch. And actually, when I heard him say that, it reminded me of Howard Dean when he was running for president, when he had that famous scream. I think it was out in Iowa. And it just seemed like... It seemed like Donald Trump was running along that same track. But, you know, I agree with Jonathan. He most likely has this primary locked up. And, you know, he's got the momentum behind him. If he didn't have it already, going into Super Tuesday on March 1st, he certainly is the front runner. And I think he's going to come out of that just leaving everybody in the dust.
Yeah, he's captured the anti-establishment vote, which is the critical vote in this election in both Republican and Democratic parties. He's captured the Republican anti-establishment vote, and I think that they're making a big mistake when they assume that when there's a winnowing of the field such that there may be two candidates in addition to Trump, that somehow that's going to result in a divvying up of the electorate to Trump's disadvantage. I don't see that at all. I think what's happening is that more and more folks are coalescing behind Donald Trump. He's got a populist appeal. He is viewed as a person who's going to basically punch those bureaucrats in the mouth rather than shake their hands. And he's viewed as a person who's not going to be rolled by the slick Washington politician, but who's going to end up rolling the slick Washington politician. The public hates politics as usual in Washington. They're tired of being screwed by the bureaucrats. They're tired of having deals go through Congress that cause massive economic turmoil in the United States and give the lion's share of our wealth and our prestige to other countries. And they're tired of duplicitous politicians who feather their own nests at the public expense. And all of that is leading to them distrusting a Rubio simply because he's a senator, and distrusting a Cruz simply because he's a senator. More is there because both Rubio and Cruz are very cautious in how they communicate and are polished to some degree in how they present messages and are groomed and are focusing on standard politics of bashing the other candidate whenever there's a weak sign that they see. And this is all feeding into Donald Trump's narrative that they're, without even having him say it, that they're the inside Washington establishment candidates and I'm the anti-establishment guy. So, you know, I mean, I really do think that that's the critical issue in this election cycle. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Donald Trump has got it. I think as people peel off, more will go into Donald Trump's camp. I think the fact that he got 45% in a caucus in Nevada is proof positive that he can break the 30% threshold. They said that he could not capture in any election more than 30% of the vote and that he was sort of stuck with that as a ceiling. Obviously, although Nevada is not a primary, obviously, still, in a caucus state in Nevada, he proved that he could capture 45% of the vote across all demographics, women, Latinos. I mean, he's really proved to be a blockbuster candidate, and it's because of plain talk. It's the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't care
what he says. They just
right.
Like the fact that he says something that's straight from the heart and is not about a pack of lies.
I would like to see him take on, you know, the bureaucracy, of course. But, of course, in a business, he could fire them. But when's the last time you could fire a federal employee that easily?
Well, I think in Donald Trump, you've got a different politician. And I think that we don't know what he's ultimately going to do, of course. But I do think that a lot of what he says he will do, he will do. Simply because, this is irony here, you get a guy with a huge ego who's going, if he becomes president, have that ego mirror his view of the nation. The nation mm-hmm. is me. I am the state, you know. And he's going to think that unless he revitalizes the economy, unless he builds the wall, unless he blocks immigration from terrorist states, and unless he rebuilds the national defense and takes care of vets, he's not going to be fulfilling the mission that put him there. Remember, he's not motivated by money. He's not motivated by contacts. He destroys every bridge that he sees.
He doesn't care about that.
Yeah, so you know, he's really a perfect wrecking ball. And for those of us who'd like to downsize the government, well, he might not downsize all of what we want to downsize, but he's going to run a wrecking ball through the program, and that's better than no wrecking ball at all, right?
Yeah, good perspective, Jonathan. I appreciate it. Let me get asked Cheryl. You have your latest article at WorldNet Daily headlines this: Loretta Lynch vows independent look at Clinton. This is now the other side of the political coin. Hillary Clinton, will she be indicted or not? What's your perspective on Loretta Lynch's swearing to do the job objectively?
Yeah, that kind of raises red flags, because Loretta Lynch, in the short time that she's been Attorney General, hasn't exactly inspired at least those on the other side of the political aisle, conservatives, to believe that she has an unbiased slant toward law enforcement. This is a woman who went out and spoke to a Muslim group, and after she came out from that speech, she left several conservatives wondering if she was in fact going to crack down on the First Amendment and go after anti-Muslim speech. Her views of law enforcement and siding on the side of Black Lives Matters movement without basically taking into consideration the challenges that officers have to go through on the job, appointing special committees to look at Baltimore's police force and so forth, also gives rise to the idea that she may be a little bit more on the activist side than the straight law enforcement side. So when you look at where she might be in the position to go forward with a prosecution against Hillary Clinton or not, her assuring everybody that she is in fact unbiased doesn't really, push aside concerns.
Jonathan, what do you think? You still sensing that she'll be indicted even if Lynch is political on this thing?
Well, I think actually, truth be told, and this is just my intuition here, I think that the president would be delighted if Hillary Clinton were indicted. I think this is a whole charade.
Really?
I think that the decision in the first instance to have an FBI investigation, and that meant that it was going to be under Comey, was the critical factor. That meant that politics wasn't going to rule the day here. And so they've got the whole FBI, 150 different agents, that have produced a mammoth basis for indictment. And now the lawyers at Justice are going through it and are preparing to do something. And I think they're going to indict, and I think she's going to stand down. I don't think she's going to block it.
And then I think the take that Obama would be happy about it, that goes to the bad blood between the Clintons and Obama. Interesting. Well, we're going to do some more broadcast political healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can read Cheryl Chumbly's articles at WorldNetDaily, WND.com. Also, her new book, The Devil in D.C. And we are just humbled and honored, Jonathan Emord and I, to be featured in it a little bit. But it's great all the way around. And we're going to talk about it. Got an interview scheduled with you, Cheryl, sometime soon. So we got more information coming out about your new book. Very excited.
Can't wait. Thank you.
All right. And so this thing called Guantanamo Bay, right, it became a center or focal point of, let's throw the people in, that we believe to be terrorists there. Don't bring them here for trials or anything like that. Obviously a lightning rod for a political right, political left. Also those who are liberty-oriented saying, hey, why not, you know, bring them to trial? There's a lot of arguments. I don't have a definitive answer on this, but is Gitmo really going to be no-mo? What's the story there?
Well, that's what President Obama announced. He doesn't have total control over it, but he can, as plenty of pundits have pointed out in the last 24 hours, he can empty it of all the detainees, and I think that's where he's headed. The big problem is he thinks that it's just as easy to prosecute terrorist suspects in U.S. courts as it is to stick them in Guantanamo Bay, and that's just not the case. I'm sure Jonathan can give a lot more depth to this, but there's a different due process in civilian courts as versus military tribunals.
Well, that's right. I think they should be tried before military tribunals, and that they should be tried with relatively quickly. I thought from the start that's what should have happened. I don't believe it should be a camp where people are
held indefinitely. Yeah.
Held indefinitely. I do think that they ought to be brought to justice. But Obama seems to think that justice is a get free card from your monopoly set to be given to each Guantanamo Bay person. The problem with this is that these are enemy combatants. These are people who are found on the field of battle and were engaged in active efforts to kill Americans and to advance the cause of terrorists. And that's these are roughnecks. Now, they're entitled to a trial on the merits, but it doesn't make any sense when you have people who are this dangerous and who are engaged in active military contest with American forces to not treat them as enemy combatants and put them in a military court of justice. Our civilian courts could handle it. I'm confident that the federal courts could handle it. But why put Americans in the mainland at risk by incarcerating these people in different states? It just makes absolutely no sense.
Jonathan, if I may ask, why do you think in the 8 years of Obama that he hasn't tried these guys and gals, whoever they're holding there in Guantanamo? I mean, what was the reason not to do it?
Well, I think, and perhaps Cheryl should speak to this, but I think he has this bizarre sense of guilt that Guantanamo Bay is not a good reflection of equal justice under law, and he just as soon treat anybody who's outside the country as if they were an American citizen. And he made this pledge that he would shut it down, which is greatly appealing to the far left, and now he's not going to back down from that.
Cheryl, what do you think?
Well, he did say that. He did talk about how Guantanamo Bay was an embarrassment for the United States to the rest of the world. And that's a little bit concerning, that his big problem with Gitmo is how it reflects on us in regards to the rest of the world. He should worry more about national security of Americans and not our image around the world. And once you start having terrorist suspects tried in U.S. courts, those trials are just going to drag on and on for years, and the information that might be released could put our military, our intelligence operatives at risk. Can you imagine the ACLU with their fingers in a U.S. trial, a court trial with terrorist suspects that they already believe are unduly burdened by American justice's system? And just one quick point, Spanish authorities just arrested over the weekend four terror suspects, one of whom was detained at one time at Gitmo. So these people do get out, return home to their countries, and take up arms once again fighting for terrorism.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping we learn from history here, and now we're talking recent history in this regard. And Cheryl, I always appreciate your insight. Everybody read up on her at WorldNet Daily. Of course, her new book, The Devil in D.C. Definitely want you to pick that up. And Jonathan, we got to continue on here with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty.
Yes, sir.
Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us. We've got lots more broadcast healing to go on a political basis and a lot more in the second hour, too.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, a happy belated birthday to Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, going for the half century less than a month before I did, Norm.
Yeah. Yes, it's 50 years. 50 years ago, the United States was governed by a big government socialist and who was wanted to expand involvement in no-win wars and socialize health care. lots have changed in the past 50 years.
Amazing, huh? We're back at it, almost to another socialist if Bernie gets his way. But even if Hillary's in there, it's a whole other question. But anyway, yeah, it's fun to know that we got onto this planet about the same time, Norm.
Yeah, 66 was a good year. You, me, and Star Trek.
All right, Star Trek 2. All right. Jonathan's been at it as well for a while, and we appreciate him. And I think I want to dive headlong into the we talked about Trump a little earlier. One more aspect of Trump, Jonathan, is that he has come out. One of the positions we actually know he has is that he's come out in favor of auditing the Fed.
Yes, indeedy. And Norm has a scoop on that.
Yeah, this week he gave some media where he said that he talked about the Fed. He said it was out of control and that an audit would be necessary. He also, interestingly, sounded a little bit like Ron Paul when he talked about how the Fed's policies, they hurt people who are have worked and hard all their lives and are trying to save for something, and they get their savings eroded by it. He agreed that the Fed's quantitative easing hasn't helped. And then he took to Twitter and to make a statement about audit the Fed and reiterated his support for it. But also interesting, of course, being Donald Trump and this being the political season, you can't say anything without tweaking your opponents. So he tweaked Senator Cruz for missing the vote, which was...
Yes, he did. I saw that. He was being busted on by a lot of folks, including Rand Paul. How'd you miss that vote?
Yeah, well, he Senator Cruz, who's always been a strong supporter of it, he chose to not leave the campaign trail and come to Washington to vote on it, which was very disappointing, especially since Senator Rubio actually... who gets a lot of flack for missing votes to campaign, but he went out and left the campaign trail, came to Washington and voted for the audit the Fed bill. So, you know, that was disappointing, especially considering how close we came. And, you know, we can hope that there'll be some future votes on audit the Fed, and that maybe
we'll have a president that would actually sign it into law. That would be cool.
Yep. And well, of course, right now the odds of that are fairly surprisingly strong because we have of the five major presidential candidates. If you go through both parties, four: Sanders, Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. Are all on record in one way or the other as favoring audit the Fed, which means the only one who's not is our friend Hillary.
Who may be indicted anyway, so that'll take her out, and we talked about that. I don't know where Biden would be on that if he came in at the last second.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell. Now, what about this article on Campaign for Liberty by Megan Stiles about the war on cash, a cashless society? Who benefits in a cashless society?
Well, this is something that has been talked about for a long time, and the argument is that, if you have $100 bills, these large currencies, who uses those? Drug dealers, human traffickers, bad people. And, of course, as Paul Martin Foss, which is linked in Megan's piece, at the Center, Carl Menger Center for the Study of Money and Banking, points out, the drug war and a lot of other bad policies encourage these crimes. But secondly... if you don't have cash, if everything is electronic, it makes it much easier for the government to track your spending, which is something that they enjoy doing, and violate our financial privacy. And it's also much easier for them to implement policies like negative interest rates, which essentially force, it's billed as the Federal Reserve forcing the banks to pay money for keeping their deposits at the Fed, but that will trickle down, to coin a phrase, to the average saver, and it will end up with our savings being eroded. either. And if you don't have money, actual paper currency, if everything is or gold to use, if everything is electronic, this facilitates that. So that could be what's really going on here. When you look at the way this became news, because Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary and former President of Harvard, came out for it. So that could be kind of a test to see what people think. And I should say that I am not for the government, and Campaign for Liberty is not for anything that would force people to abandon whatever kind of money they use, but we certainly do support people's right to choose to use bitcoins and other electronic currency. It's just that the government should be neutral, not...
Sure. I think if people want to use seashells and they want to paint things on, that should be the freedom in the marketplace to decide, well, yeah, I'll accept that as money or not, as opposed to having that one monopoly money.
Well, if we get to a point where we have negative interest rates, you could see people start using seashells.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. But that's the whole basis of localizing even so-called currency. People, the Ithaca Hour, there's been evidence of that being utilized in the past. It wasn't total chaos, Jonathan, before the Federal Reserve was. I mean, there were people that had means of exchange, whether they had gold, silver, or other agreements.
Sure, and private currency, you know, currency from a bank that's in a state and all these sorts of things are elements of our past that really aren't that bad at all. I mean, they're helpful. The more variety of options people have to engage in commerce, the better it is in good times and in bad. And when government restricts your opportunity to engage in a transaction, regardless of how they do it, whether it's by limiting the hours that people can be open or by insisting that people only use one form of currency, it has the effect of making transactions more difficult, slowing them down, encumbering people's freedom, and making people more subject to government controls. And that's not the way we want to go. We want to go in the opposite direction. We want people to be able to engage in whatever form of barter or exchange they wish to carry on their affairs and be grateful that we are building the economy through any transaction. Every transaction is a good thing that's fundamentally lawful and builds the economy and gives people more opportunities. That's what we want. We want a free and open opportunity society, not a narrow passage that some academic thinks is the only way people ought to engage in any commerce. I mean, why is it? Why do you want everybody to use credit cards? Well, why is that? Going to make a monopoly out of the credit industry?
Well, money as debt or debt as money at this point, because that's what the negative interest rates would drive people to do, not save a thing. They would spend because every moment that their stuff sits in a bank, it's eroded. You know, it's already eroded by the Federal Reserve policies of printing money, if you will, but even that would take it worse. You talk about taking haircuts and things when they say, we're just going to take your money. That's the slow, subtle way, but in any way, you don't have an ability to hold on to what you've earned.
Maybe it's the last ditch attempt to end the lemonade stand. Remember that these local governments try to block these poor kids from having lemonade stands? Well, here you go. Well, shut it right down by making credit card transactions the only way to buy a 15 cent glass of lemonade.
Yeah, you can't accept credit cards, kid. You're out. Very interesting. Now, on the national blog at the Campaign for Liberty, Norm, you have something called Victory for Worker Freedom and Classic Ron Paul.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Well, it's been 2 or 3 weeks ago, the West Virginia legislature overrode the governor's veto of a state right to work bill. What this means is that the majority of states in America are now right to work states, 26. One of the hallmarks and linchpins of American big government or loss of our economic liberty has been the requirement that workers, if they work in a union shop, they are forced to join the union and or pay dues to the union. Right to work laws simply say that that's the worker's choice. And there is a national bill that's sponsored by Rand Paul in the Senate and Steve King in the House that simply removes that language from the federal law. But this is a good thing, not just for workers who don't want to join a union, don't want to pay the dues, don't want to support it, and maybe want to find a better way of dealing with the boss than through an organized group like a labor union, or maybe want to start their own union or go to another union than the one that happens to have compulsion at the workplace. But it's also very important for the liberty movement in general, given that for many years and still today, organized labor is one of the primary funding sources of the progressive or socialist sure. left-wing movement. It's interesting, going back to the Federal Reserve for a moment, sometimes union leaders actually are critical of the Fed, and they may even support something like audit the Fed, but if you look at what they want, they actually usually want something worse, which is make it easier for inflation, because
free money for them.
Yeah, right.
Well, the right to work. We're up on a break here almost. The right to work, isn't it tantamount to the right to contract, Jonathan?
Absolutely. I mean, the requirement that somebody pay a portion of their wages to affiliate with a union when they don't want to do that violates their First Amendment freedom of association. But it also is a form of extortion. Because government-backed extortion.
Incredible. Well, Jonathan Emord is here, the FDA Dragon Slayer, along with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. One more segment of Political Healing. Then I've got updates on the Zika virus that's not causing anything except panic among those that don't know.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome Health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, Jonathan E. Mord is not called the FDA Dragon Slayer for no reason. He's taken on the bureaucratic oligarchy in the courts like nobody else and beaten them back like no one has. And we appreciate him so much for that, standing up for health, freedom, healing, liberty as well. And in many books, including The Rise of Tyranny. And that's just one of many that are awesome. And, of course, Norm Singleton heads up Campaign for Liberty. Both of those things are linked. Just click on their names in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can learn more and plug in to all the good works that the Campaign for Liberty is doing as well. And Jonathan, yeah, I know this is kind of a curveball to you, but how did you first connect with Norm Singleton? I don't think I ever heard that backstory.
Well, I think it had to do with the Access to Medical Freedom Act, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the initial interaction with Norm was. Do you remember Norm?
I think we started out working together because we were doing some work with the some letters to the FDA to get them to drop appeal to one of your cases for Dirk Peterson and Sandy Shaw.
Oh, okay. So that's a long time ago. That's
wow.
That's 90.
It was the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember working with Helen Chenow, the late Helen Chenoweth's office on that.
Oh yeah, that's Norm. Boy, really
Norm. You were a snot-nosed kid back then.
I was.
Norm
yes,
was just
was.
Out of the womb. Norm had just stepped out of the womb when somehow I came in. He was a libertarian at birth.
Yes.
So you know he was right there in the struggle, and we came into contact with one another. That's amazing. That's been a long time, Robert. A long
time. Wow. Well, you know, the thing is, you probably, Norm, you might have seen that stalwart stance for liberty in Jonathan and probably vice versa, but it's nice to connect, and I always like those backstories to how it all starts.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of a backstory. This is really cool. So I think because we were both, I mean, we're both driven by ideology. Neither one of us is driven by anything else, frankly. Mm-hmm. We're driven by ideology, and as a result, we you know, it's pleasing, really, to be in an environment where you can connect with somebody where they're sincere and they're driven by ideology. And I remember Norm, we were at a lunch, and the discussion was with Norm and his compatriots from Ron Paul's office at the time, how everybody basically around us was a carpetbagger except for Ron Paul. That is, everybody could be bought, and
yes,
nobody cared to even read the legislation that they were signing on to. So there was this huge lack of insincerity in Washington, and then there's Ron Paul, you know? So it was like a... It was kind of cool because we're all together having lunch together, and we were all sincerely dedicated to principle, and we're in the midst of an ocean that is surrounded with sharks who really couldn't care less about principle.
Yeah, that's that I remember that. That was those were interesting times, and certainly back then, you know, the idea that not just that the Federal Reserve audit the Fed would be a major issue. The idea that 26 states would be right-to-work states, that right-to-try laws are becoming very popular in states. And people like Ron Paul and certainly people like Jonathan, who has been, you know, before it became popular to talk about the FDA as something that doesn't really protect our liberties, was fighting the good fight and actually beating them in court and stopping them from silencing good people like Dirk and
Sandy.
Dirk
Pearson,
you mentioned earlier. And, you know, speaking of that, just something that shows how much work we have to do. You know, there was a new FDA commissioner this week.
20 seconds.
Passed by the Senate. And during the debate was the opposition was, well, this guy's not doing enough to stop the opioid, but somebody pointed out on the Senate the FDA is involved with everything from when a dad makes a peanut butter sandwich for his daughter to whether or not to when he takes her to the hospital for medicine. And they didn't seem to think this was a bad thing.
Wow. Well, thank you guys both for doing what you've been doing for so many years. I'm just so glad we get together each week with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan, thank you. Norm, thank you. Guys, the power to heal is yours. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.